just trying to keep the nurses and flight attendants happy. This is the Sportscast. That's what it says in the yearbook. I'm your host, Doug. Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. We said before in a previous episode, we could know a lot about March Madness by December 9th, meaning we would know a lot about who absolutely positively has to win their conference tournament to make the NCAAs come March by this time, because all those tournament resumes we start comparing in February and March are being made right now. Right now, all those regular season upsets you never knew happened, this is when they happen. So let's examine some of the examples we mentioned, please see earlier podcast, about who could set themselves up really well before even Hanukkah. Now here's the thing, the teams we picked, we didn't do any research and weren't careful. The teams we picked are not schools that were odds-on favorite to make the NCAAs. We had random reasons. The short story, we jinxed everyone. We mentioned Iowa, not picking on them, but just because they pulled a number of impressive Big Ten upsets during the regular season last year. You look at their Big Ten schedule, and they had a really nice run with a lot of great upsets. However, they were blown out in November and December last year, and that helped cost them. Now, this season, the Hawkeyes are just a striking 5-6 already with three bad losses, no quality wins. Now, because they play in the Big Ten, they could go undefeated in conference conceivably the rest of the way and still make the NCAAs, but they've already erased most of any of the benefit of the doubt that they would have gotten. We talked about Monmouth University last time, only because they would have made a very interesting, seriously, in a good way, interesting talent-wise, interesting personality-wise, addition to the NCAA tournament each of the last 2 years, but they fell short in their conference tournament. This year, they were picked for third in their league, the MAC, and it looks like the Hawks again will have to win the MAC tournament to make the NCAAs. Or will they? Yes, they will. They lost to Kentucky by less than 20. They fell to Seton Hall by just 10, and they lost at UConn by only 3 in overtime, and they had a bad loss to Penn coming in 4 overtimes. If you're going to suffer a bad loss, make sure you make it as absolutely close and devastating, like a last-second shot, as possible. Now, those are all nice efforts. We're not trying to damn them with faint praise. By the way, if you've noticed a difference, yeah, we're flying solo without – yes, we are, without producer Rob. He's – seeing the new Star Wars movie. He hasn't told us anything about it yet. No, definitely don't tell us anything about it yet. Anyway, not trying to damn them with faint praise, Monmouth. Very nice efforts, but at the very least, they had to beat Penn, UNC, Asheville, and Hofstra and stay really close, like, say, 10 points with either Virginia or Kentucky. Except Arizona State. That goes back to we jinxed everyone. Except Arizona State, who couldn't have done much more first semester damage. By the way, speaking of first semester damage, this is one of those programs that seems like it should be better at college basketball. It's just everything is in place. They're sort of a perennial, also ran. There's many of them. It's just one of those programs that seems like it should be better at college basketball. Anyway, if the Sun Devils fall apart somewhat in conference, they've still already beaten Kansas. Yes, that Kansas. And Xavier to go along with no bad losses. No losses, period. So this March, when the tournament selection committee convenes and asks, what would Ali Mashalka do? And should the Sun Devils finish, say, 19-12, say, they have two critical get-off-the-bubble free cards. These also happened in the last few weeks. Loyola Chicago upset Florida, Ball State took down Notre Dame, and Navy defeated Pitt. Yes, those all happened. Loyola would seem to have the best at-large chance, but even they were keel-hauled by 34 at Boise State, which hurts. Thank you very much for listening. That concludes the podcast. What would Ali Mashalka do? She, by the way, in an interview a couple of years ago, Tiger Cats? No, we forgot the name of the series she was in. But in iZombie, she was interviewed a couple of years ago talking about iZombie, where her character is unfazed by a character that looks, dark and brooding and disturbing. She was asked why Ali Mashalka, why her character never notices that her roommate is a zombie. And she said, yeah, that's interesting. If my sister came home looking like that, I'd be suspicious. We probably blew the quote, but she is always good for a quote. Thanks for joining us.